The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, December 30th. What to know about the verdict in the high-profile Ghislaine Maxwell trial and why President Biden is once again meeting with President Putin. Also, what the FDA is now saying about those at-home COVID tests when it comes to the new variant Omicron. Plus, the Red Cross wants to send you to the Super Bowl. We'll explain why finding your favorite bubbly to cheers on New Year's may be harder than you expect. And what type of music seems to be making a comeback decades later. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty. The British socialite has been accused of heinous crimes for years, and now she could end up spending the rest of her life in prison. The jurors sided with the prosecutors, who say Maxwell played a pivotal role in recruiting and grooming teenage girls to be sexually abused by her close friend, Jeffrey Epstein. They also heard from about 30 witnesses, some who said their lives were ruined because of what Maxwell and Epstein did to them. Remember, Epstein was a multimillionaire who was supposed to go to trial on sex trafficking charges himself, but he died by suicide in a federal detention center. The defense team for Maxwell tried to argue that Epstein was the one pulling all the strings and that prosecutors only wanted to take Maxwell down because they couldn't get to the real villain. But prosecutors argued that Maxwell was a willing participant, and it seems the jury agreed. Now she faces up to 65 years in prison. An exact sentence will be figured out at a later hearing that has not yet been scheduled. For the second time this month, President Biden is getting ready for a high-stakes meeting with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Today's conversation between the two leaders is about what one American official described as a moment of crisis. That official was talking about how Russia's military forces have been surrounding Ukraine. It's fueled fears that Russia could be planning to invade the American ally. On another call just a few weeks ago, Biden warned Putin there would be tough economic penalties if an invasion really did happen, and that the U.S. would help Ukraine defend itself. But Putin said he wanted NATO to promise not to expand any further east. The alliance has not made that promise, though. In fact, not a whole lot has changed since that last call. But now ABC News reports the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital is making emergency preparations and asking for more staff. The State Department also updated an advisory urging Americans not to travel to Ukraine. It's at the highest level and now includes a warning about increased threats from Russia. Still, for now, the U.S. is not considering evacuating American citizens or government personnel out of Ukraine. At a time when the U.S. is running low on at-home COVID-19 tests, another option is hitting the market. The FDA authorized another at-home testing kit, this one from Siemens Healthineers. It's expected to be available starting next month. This is just the latest out of several over-the-counter tests that have gotten the green light from federal regulators. But production is still lagging, and the demand is especially high with the latest wave of COVID-19 and new testing requirements at workplaces, entertainment venues, and elsewhere. So last week, President Biden acknowledged there are clearly not enough tests available, but he promised to address the problem. There is another problem with all of this, though. The rapid tests still are not as accurate as PCR tests that take longer to process and cannot be done at home. And now the FDA says the at-home options are even less likely to detect the highly contagious Omicron variant than earlier versions of COVID-19. The agency says the tests still do detect Omicron, but they're a little less sensitive to it. So for the over-the-counter tests, health experts suggest taking more than one on separate days. And if you have symptoms of COVID-19 or you've been exposed to someone who has it, you should go with a PCR test if you can to be safe. The FDA is still evaluating all of these tests to see how they hold up as the pandemic evolves. But for now, it says every authorized test is still a useful tool to keep a lot of people safe. While most of the world is focused on COVID-19, it might be easy to forget about the other threat this time of year, the seasonal flu. And flu cases are on the rise. That's even after they reached an all-time low last year. Health experts credited mask wearing and more people staying home because of COVID-19 for keeping flu rates low. But this year, they think the total number of cases could reach pre-pandemic levels since a lot more people are going back to work, school, travel, and their social lives. Plus, some research suggests flu shots might not give you as much protection against this year's flu strain as vaccine makers had hoped. But experts say either way, the shot will protect you from serious flu cases that can be deadly. So here's the big question. How do you know if you have the flu or COVID-19 or just a common cold? We'll be talking about that answer in a few minutes later in the show. All right, much more news coming up, but first a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. There are certain times of the year that cause me to reflect more than usual, and the new year is one of those times. I think talking with a therapist is one of the best ways to figure out what, big or small, may be holding me back from being my happiest and reaching my goals. And BetterHelp makes it more convenient than ever. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Then you can start communicating in under 24 hours, and you can send your counselor a message anytime. Of course, you always connect in a safe and private online environment. The service is available for clients worldwide. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. The Red Cross is hoping to convince healthy Americans to donate blood by offering a chance to go to the Super Bowl. The nonprofit is warning of historically low blood supply levels, with some locations down to less than a day's supply. It says if the nation's blood supply does not stabilize soon, patients who need blood transfusions may not be able to get them. The Red Cross and other organizations say it's largely because of the pandemic. It's causing blood drives to be canceled, or schools and businesses where they happen limit the number of people allowed on site. Also, some staffing shortages. The Red Cross is actively hiring, but like a lot of companies and organizations, they're struggling to recruit workers. And this time of year typically means fewer blood donations anyway, because of travel, bad weather, and cold and flu season. So to get more donors, the Red Cross will give away two tickets plus airfare to Super Bowl 56 in February, along with some other prizes. If you donate blood at a Red Cross center anytime in the month of January, you'll be automatically entered. To find a location and get more information, go to their website, redcrossblood.org. It could be hard to find your favorite brand of bubbly to ring in the new year. The senior editor of Wine Spectator magazine says supply chain problems have been impacting the industry in what she called the perfect storm, meaning the shortage is happening right when champagne is in high demand. She and other experts blame some of the same things we've seen with other industries, such as shipping delays and the truck driver shortage. For wine and champagne, there are also shortages of basic things like bottles, boxes, and labels. And the industry has been dealing with a severe drought and other weather issues. It doesn't seem to be a short-term problem either. Wine Enthusiast magazine said this month the U.S. is in the early stages of a champagne shortage that's expected to last several years. And all of this likely means customers will be paying higher prices. One executive for Wine and Spirits Wholesaler of America said the higher costs could soon show up on store shelves and in bars and restaurants, too. For the second time in just a few months, T-Mobile is dealing with a cyber attack. This one is much smaller than the one back in August when a data breach exposed nearly 50 million customers' data. But the company has confirmed it again and says a small number of impacted customers have been notified. Reports say customers may have fallen victim to what's called a SIM swapping attack. That's when your phone number is stolen and assigned to a new SIM card, so your number could then be used to bypass security measures and access other accounts of yours. Customers may also have had their personal plan information exposed, so that means info like billing names, phone numbers, and details of phone data plans could now be in the wrong hands. T-Mobile's support account tweeted that it is taking immediate action to help those at risk by this breach. Amazon now says a problem with Alexa is fixed, but not before the virtual voice assistant told a child to do something that could have turned deadly. A mom says she and her 10-year-old child were doing fun challenges, so her kid asked Alexa for a challenge. The virtual assistant's response, Alexa told the child to touch a penny to the exposed prongs of a phone charger plugged into a wall, which obviously could have led to electrocution. The device apparently pulled from an article that described it as a dangerous TikTok challenge. Amazon confirmed this happened and told the BBC the issue was immediately fixed. The mom who reported the Alexa mishap now says she used the experience as a chance to talk about internet safety with her child. Even with streaming widely available, it seems Americans are feeling nostalgic for the old ways of getting their music. As Billboard reports, more than 2 million vinyl albums were sold in the U.S. last week. That made it the top sales week for vinyl since 1991. It was fueled by holiday shopping leading up to Christmas, but the trend has actually been growing for a while. It was the sixth week in a row of at least a million vinyl albums sold. But just because people are still buying vinyls doesn't mean they're listening to old music. New stuff is available on the old school format too. The top-selling vinyl album of the last few weeks has been Adele's 30. Big name artists like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish also put out new vinyls this year. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's thing to know is how to tell the difference between the cold, flu, and COVID-19. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Charles Schwab. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, you know the name, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. It can be pretty hard to distinguish between a regular cold, the flu, and COVID-19, since they can all cause symptoms like a sore throat, runny nose, and muscle aches. But doctors say there are a few differences. Like with a cold, symptoms tend to build up over a few days, and adults are unlikely to get a fever. But flu symptoms tend to come more suddenly and can feel severe right away. When it comes to COVID-19, some of the telltale signs are extreme fatigue, chest pain, night sweats, and a loss of taste or smell. Although COVID-19 can be pretty unpredictable. As you know, there are people who don't have symptoms at all, while others may struggle to breathe. So some doctors say if you feel sick in any way, you should go ahead and assume you have COVID unless a test proves otherwise. Or in other words, they suggest staying isolated from other people as much as possible until you know for sure. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.